Hello, and welcome back to the Living Truth Ministries podcast. I am so glad that you're joining me as we continue the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. I'm your host, Stacy Cagwin. Today's lesson is entitled, The Six Stages of Revelation. Today, we will learn what the six stages of revelation are and how to apply it to our lives. Last week, we learned not to be afraid nor dismayed. We are to recognize that the battle belongs to God. We also learned how to move in God's timing and how to position ourselves for victory. Most importantly, we learned to reject our own human reasoning because God does not operate in human reasoning. He operates in divine revelation. Now, let's prepare for today's lesson as I declare this proclamation from Isaiah 55, 10 and 11. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. In a confused and misdirected world, God promises His people revelation knowledge. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Whenever you turn to the right or whenever you turn to the left, Isaiah 30, 21. There are six stages of development through which we pass as we reject carnal reasoning and embrace divine revelation. These are evident in the story of Jehoshaphat and numerous other scriptural examples. The six stages of revelation are vexation, revelation, hesitation, resignation, verification, and exaltation. Stage one is vexation. Jehoshaphat was fearful when he received word of the enemy alliance advancing against him. The dread, terror, and anxiety arising from situations for which there appears to be no answer are often quite vexing. That is why we are calling this stage vexation. What Jehoshaphat did not realize at the time, and what we often do not comprehend, is that vexation is the first stage of revelation. Perhaps you are questioning your own perplexing circumstances and are troubled about why certain things are happening in your life. Vexation is the impetus that secures your attention and prepares you to receive God's plan. Vexation is actually the first stage of revelation. Stage two is revelation. Vexation catapults you to the next level of revelation. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. So Judah gathered together to ask for help from the Lord. And from all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are upon you. Now all Judah, with their little ones, their wives, and their children, stood before the Lord, 2 Chronicles 20, 3-4, and 12-13. A troubled spirit caused Jehoshaphat to focus his attention on God and prepared him to receive the divine strategy for his circumstances. The revelation came through a man named Jehaziel, who spoke a prophetic word from God. And he said, "Listen, all you of Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow, go down against them. They will surely come up by the ascent of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerul. You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you." 2 Chronicles 20, 15-17. Instead of wringing your hands in despair and chanting the universal motto of the perplexed, "I don't know what to do," allow vexation to open your mind and spirit to God's revelation. Just as Jehoshaphat did, come before God in prayer, admit your frustrations, and wait in His presence until He responds. "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things, which you do not know." Jeremiah 33, 3. Do not give up until you receive your revelation. You will know when it comes because you will no longer be confused and frustrated. You will move from a position of not knowing to knowing exactly what to do and how to do it. Stage 3 is hesitation. It is strange, but usually, when God reveals his strategy, we start thinking of all the rational reasons why his plan cannot work. This is because God's way is often contrary to human reasoning. In Jehoshaphat's case, human reasoning would say, take stock of your weapons, train the warriors, map out the battle plan. But God said, set yourself, be still, fear not, tomorrow go out against them. Some people spend years in hesitation stage, continually articulating reasons why they cannot accept God's revelation. God recognizes hesitancy in accepting revelation that defies human reasoning. This is why he warned Jehoshaphat, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord is with you. God commanded Jehoshaphat, tomorrow, right away, don't hesitate, put my plan into action. When you receive your answer from God, do not hesitate, even if your answer defies human reasoning, even though you are overwhelmed by its impossibilities, despite the fact that your friends and relatives may think you're crazy. Allow God to move you to the next stage of revelation, which is resignation. Stage 4, resignation. Resignation does not mean you quit. Resignation, as we are using it in this model, means that you resign your will to the plan of God. You set aside your own human reasoning for divine revelation. You reject your own desires and accept God's direction. This was Jehoshaphat's response to God's revelation. Despite the fact that the prophetic message of Jehaziel was unusual, the people were to position themselves and let God fight for them as they advanced into enemy territory singing his praises. Sending the choir into the battle first? That is a pretty crazy strategy, don't you think? God's answer to your dilemma may appear equally unusual, but if you will position yourself as he commands, advance in faith, and begin to praise him, God will fight for you. Jehoshaphat rose up early in the morning to execute God's plan. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. 2 Chronicles 20:20. Jehoshaphat encouraged the people to resign their will to God's plan. He told them, believe God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will prosper. Stage 5 is verification. God verified his plan through a mighty victory executed on the enemy. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord and who should praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army and were saying, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Now when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. 2 Chronicles 20:21-22. The victory came from God through an army of singers, a united congregation praising God in the beauty of holiness, a people strategically positioned according to God's revelation. When you resign your human will and carnal reasoning to God's plan, it will not be long until you too receive verification. And when you advance on the basis of this knowledge, the enemy will be defeated. And finally, the sixth stage is exaltation. Following God's plan does not mean you will be without problems and challenges. Jehoshaphat had to motivate, organize, and position the people strategically according to the revelation he received. The plan of God is always greater than any temporary inconveniences involved. And in the end, revelation knowledge results in the exaltation of God. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, with Jehoshaphat in front of them, to go back to Jerusalem with joy. For the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies. So they came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets, to the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 20:27-28. A repetitive pattern. It is important to understand these six stages of revelation because God frequently follows this pattern when providing divine revelation. When you face impossible situations for which you have no answer, God's word to you is, I know the thoughts and plans I have for you, says the Lord. Thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Jeremiah 29:11. In order to reach that final outcome, you will frequently follow the pattern discussed in this podcast. Remember these six stages of revelation, for you will pass through them repeatedly in your spiritual journey. I hope this content has blessed you. Remember to trust God's plan, especially when you feel doubtful, because that is when God will move mountains on your behalf. I challenge you to recognize the six stages of revelation in your life as they unfold one by one. Pay attention and do not be afraid nor dismayed. I hope you will join me next week as we will learn how to be established in God, how to believe and be established. We will learn to reject doubt and obey God's word. I look forward to it. And as always, may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and may He keep you in all your ways. And may you have a great rest of your day.
Join Stacy next week as she continues the series, What to Do When You Don't Know What to Do. We are on Facebook, PodPoint, LTM Radio, LTBC, and LTM website. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnish all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. If you enjoy Stacy's teachings, let her know. Or if you have questions concerning today's lesson, then send her an email. Her email address is stacy@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's stacy@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.